Welcome to the 3-Point Stance,
your weekly fantasy football podcast.
From Lightsaw Productions and the website of 1320wils.com, I'm your host Brad.
And I'm his brother Jason. Unfortunately, Honest Rob could not be with us today.
He's on his baby way.
He is. He's got some baby classes, needs to learn how to be a good dad. I'm sure he'll do fine.
Exactly. So we, unfortunately, must suffer the consequence of doing this without Honest Rob. But Jason, I have faith that we can get through this.
I think we will persevere. We will carry on. So up first today on the 3-Point Stance, we're going to get to our top story. It's going to be, unfortunately, a bit of a downer this week. It's Jamaal Charles. Tears his ACL, so we're going to get to that and then hit the rest of our injuries.
After that, we're going to give you some pickups. In case you had Jamaal Charles, you're kind of looking, what else can I get out there to help win my fantasy season? We're going to try to help you out there.
So to start things out then, Brad, on the 3-Point Stance, Jamaal Charles, obviously, big story, tears his ACL. I know it hits a little close to home for you. I know you're an owner.
I mean, partly, though, I'm not completely upset, as some people might expect, because the fact of the matter is, that's what fantasy football is all about.
It's
going to happen to everyone at one point or another. I mean, if you had Manning, if you had Charles, you know, it's going to happen, you know, and that's part of the risk that you take with drafting your team. And that's why maybe some people don't understand why Adrian Peterson might not be number one as far as points go every year, but he still goes number one because it's consistency. You can count on him. He doesn't go out with those injuries, you know. So it's the bounce back now, though. It's now you got to get on the waiver wire after only seeing him play for 2 weeks and see who you can pick up that's going to, you know, try to help you win your weeks.
And we'll get to that in pickups, definitely. But as far as going forward for the Chiefs, I mean, I don't see anybody on that team that can save that team at this point.
No, and obviously, like you said, I had Jamaal Charles, so I was watching the situation very closely. Mm-hmm. I don't feel comfortable going and getting Dexter McCluster, and I don't feel confident going and getting Thomas Jones. I really don't. I think that
LeRon McClain's not doing it for you.
I just think that there's other options, should be other options in your league that will produce more points for you than them. I'm going to say you want to stay away from everyone from Kansas City that you can.
I definitely agree. I think Kansas City is now in the lottery for Andrew Luck.
I think that they entered that, and they might have just went ahead and won it.
They might have. I don't know. Seattle looks pretty bad.
they both look bad. I would stay away from both of them if you could. But don't go out and get Dexter McCluster or Thomas Jones thinking that now they're going to get you the same type of production that Jamaal Charles would have. They're not even in the same class.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even close. So if you want to go, you know, and I would say probably Thomas Jones over McCluster.
I think he'll get more carries.
Yeah, I think he's built for it more.
I think upside is more on McCluster's side.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
McCluster's more explosive.
Yeah.
But I think Thomas Jones has proven that he can carry that load, so they're probably going to give it to him. But, you know, by no means is this going to be a one back is that guy. I think it's going to be, you know, both of them doing it, and
I think
neither of them that well.
If they ever get to the goal line, I think it'll be LeRon McClain then. So, I mean, it's you're looking at a three-committee backfield. I think I'd stay away from Kansas City.
So it's not any better than, I would say, you know, the Saints backfield.
Yeah.
You know, you're not – don't expect that there's going to be that one guy there now. I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't see that happening either. Want to move on to some other big-name injuries. Obviously, Michael Vick this week went down with a concussion. He's practicing now. He's been cleared by the doctors. He made practice today, so it's looking like he's going to play. But this is the risk you run when you draft a player like Michael Vick.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can't sit him. You absolutely can't.
Oh, definitely.
You know,
not.
I mean,
if he's going to be out there, you're starting him.
Yeah, I mean, he got a concussion. He knocked his head. It happens. You got to go out the game. You know, if he's playing, you got to play him. You don't have a better option.
I think, though, if you're a Michael Vick owner, you need to invest, if you don't already, you need to invest a waiver wire pickup, whatever, on a good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Because this is going to happen at some point, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to get a concussion. He's going to, you know, hurt a knee. Something's going to happen. He's not going to play every game.
But, I mean, here's the thing, though. I mean, it wasn't like his fault. Like, he got hit by a guy and went out. He ran into his own guy.
Well, he did get hit by a guy, but then that guy hit him into his own guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I think, though, his own guy not been in the way.
Yeah.
I mean, this could have been another story. So, I mean, it could be he has, you know, this is going to be the one injury that he gets for the year, and in which case you're lucky.
Yeah, you better hope. If you're a Michael Vick owner, you hope this is the one, because it doesn't look like he's going to miss any time from this one anyway.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, you hope that this is the one, and you know, you don't have to worry about it again.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's just kind of every fantasy, you know, format. You always want to have a good backup.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, because you got bye weeks, you know, you're going to have another quarterback in there at least one time during the season. So why not have a good one, you know, and see if you can get a sneaky one in there.
Moving on to some other injuries. Another first round, you know, running back, Arian Foster, came back this week, looked like he tweaked his hamstring in the first half, didn't make it out for the second half. You know, couldn't come back out for the game. And
I'm staying away from him.
It's rough, man.
You know, I understand where you got him. You want to play him, but I don't think they're giving him the proper time that he needs to heal. And I think seeing that Tate, they've seen that Tate can shoulder the load.
Yeah.
He's the number one in rushing attempts in the NFL right now. I think they're going to say...
And that's missing half a game, too.
Yeah, and I think they're going to say, you know, he can carry the load. Let's make sure Arian Foster is 100% ready to go before we try to put him back in. So I think he's going to probably take a week or two off, I would think.
He probably should, especially since Ben Tate has looked so good.
Yeah.
Moving on to some other injuries, there's a lot of injuries that are sort of centered around a few teams. Mm. The Cowboys obviously had the Tony Romo injury.
The punctured lung.
Yeah, and Miles Austin, rib. Felix Jones, Dez Bryant, all these are injured Cowboys. Looks like Tony Romo and Dez Bryant will play this week. Miles Austin and Felix Jones are a little bit less certain.
Yeah.
But I think you sort of got to downgrade that whole offense given all the injuries they have right there.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would say if you have Dez Bryant, though, I think that it's going to go a lot in his favor. He looked really good when he did play. Granted, he's going to be a little injured, but really... He's the only show in town as far as their receiving game. Who else? You're going to count on Holly, you know?
That could hurt him a little bit, though, without having Miles Austin over there to take some pressure off him.
That's true. I mean, they have other people that can catch the ball. I think Jason Witten's going to have a big game.
Yeah.
Dez Bryant, I think, is going to have a big game. Other than that, you know, unless Ogletree steps up or, you know, Holly, you know, which I'm not investing a lot in. He had one good catch, stop traffic.
Yeah.
You know, one of them needs to kind of step up, you know, and catch some of those underneath routes so they can get Dez Bryant down. Field. Then again, when Miles Austin was healthy and Dez Bryant was in the game, it didn't matter who was on Dez Bryant. I mean, the dude's a monster.
Yeah,
honestly.
He's definitely going to play well if he's in there, I think, and if Tony Romo is in there.
Yeah,
so
definitely. So.
If they're in there, I'd say start those guys, but I don't know. Tony Romo, I'm still a little iffy on. I've got Tony Romo in a couple leagues. I've got Fitzpatrick backing him up. I'm starting Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
So.
And in a couple of my leagues, I have you know, Andy Dalton as a backup, and then I have Kevin Cobb as a backup. And right now, given the backups I have, I would say that Tony Romo, if he plays, is probably looking like the best option.
Yeah.
Out of those three, it really depends on who your backup is.
Yeah. So look at your backup before you go forward with Romo. Yeah. But yeah,
and check Sunday morning too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to see if he's playing. It's looking like he's going to, but we know how these things can change within a day's time.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely, you know? A situation to watch there. Another team you want to keep your eye on is the San Diego Chargers. They got a lot of players out too. Malcolm Floyd looks like he's got a groin injury. Antonio Gates has been sitting out practice a couple days. He should probably play.
Yeah.
But and then also Mike Tolbert hasn't been in practice. He missed Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel about some of these Chargers going forward?
Well, the thing is with Antonio Gates, you have to know that this is probably going to be the norm moving forward because he still has that tear in his foot, hasn't gone away, and it's not going to go away. So I think that they're, you know, he's kind of the point. He doesn't need to practice every day. They know that. He's still the best tight end in the league. So they're going to let him sit out, I think, on a weekly basis. He's not going to be in practice every day. Tolbert, I'm going to be a little bit concerned about. You know, this is the second week now he's been dealing with an injury, and they're running him a lot. So I'm not sure he's really giving his body time to heal. Malcolm Floyd, I'm not really a big believer anyway.
Yeah.
I see Vincent Jackson as the man there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really worried about that.
I would say go ahead and sit Floyd, maybe even look on the waiver wire for him. For Antonio Gates, the only thing that worries me about him is that New England shut him down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a template out there. Any team that wants to look at that game tape can say, all right, here's what we do to shut down Antonio Gates. You know?
But at the same time, Vincent Jackson played out of his mind.
Oh, yeah, he did.
You know?
Yeah,
so it's like you kind of got to pick what you want to do. Do you want to have both of them have pretty good games, or one of them have an amazing game and the other one do absolutely nothing? I'm not going to sit the best tight end in the league, hands down, because he had a goose egg one week.
I'm not saying sit him. I'm just saying it worries me a little. Because I think if you're a team, a defensive coordinator or something, and you've got a pretty decent number one corner, you can stick your corner on Vincent Jackson and not shut him down, obviously, but limit him a little anyway. And then you can do what New England did with Gates and probably shut him down. So,
but at the same time, we're talking about Bill Belichick here.
Yeah,
one of the best head coaches out there. Not everyone can come up with a template to cover, you know, Antonio Gates. So
that's the thing, is they don't have to come up with it now. They just have to watch his game.
But I mean, even with the same players, granted, New England doesn't have the same players, but have the coaching all week long to execute it properly in a game, you have to have a coach like Bill Belichick, yeah. I think, to be able to execute that.
I definitely agree with that.
So,
with Mike Tolbert, you know, if he doesn't play, I think Ryan Matthews is a pretty good start. I know you've been down on him, you know, traditionally, but
I still don't like Matthews that much, but you can't argue with numbers. He had a pretty good game last game. He had 12 attempts for 64 yards, also had a touchdown. Good if you're in a PPR league, he had 7 receptions for 62 yards.
Mm-hmm. And that's that one area that Tolbert has looked really good in this year that's kind of surprising. He's been catching a lot out of the backfield,
too. I mean, week one, he had 2 receptions. I mean, he had 3 touchdowns, 1 rushing, 2 receiving.
Yeah.
So,
and I think this game he had 1 more reception than Ryan Matthews did this week. So
I think that if Tolbert's out, I think that Ryan Matthews is a must start.
Yeah.
If Tolbert is playing, I would say flex consideration. I would say
it's tough with Matthews because he still doesn't get those goal line looks if Tolbert is in,
and I don't think he's going to. Yeah. I mean, even though Tolbert stalled at the goal line, I mean, he got stuffed and lost
a fumble there. Yeah,
but I just don't see Matthews being any better if Tolbert can't make it through. Why would Matthews make it through?
Yeah, he's just too small to have that goal line roll over somebody like Tolbert who just looks chunky. Another team we need to talk about here is the Giants. They had a couple wide receivers go out on him. Mario Manningham had a concussion. He's questionable to come back. And then Dominic Hickson tore his ACL. He's now on IR. Ouch. So, yeah.
Yeah, as far as Manningham goes, I think it was a good idea thinking that Hicks was going to be out, but it's not going to happen. He's just not Hicks. He's not Nicks, you know.
Yeah. Nicks actually played and
he got the touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, and Manningham, he played all right. I believe he got maybe 7 points, maybe
something like that,
around 6 or 7. I mean, not a great game, you know. So I think if you're expecting, you know, you thought Nicks was going to be out, you could just plug in Manningham and it was going to be the same type of production. It's not really fair.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to happen.
And I think this is going to be rough for the Giants, especially Eli Manning. I mean, he's been inaccurate so far this year. I think, you know, with a couple of his weapons, you know, Nicks is obviously still banged up and Hickson going out now.
Yeah.
Manningham with a concussion. I mean, maybe Victor Cruz is going to take a little bump in value there, but
Victor Cruz.
Another couple wide receivers in Oakland, Jacoby Ford and Lewis Murphy are both not practicing at this point. Jacoby Ford has a hamstring injury. Lewis Murphy has a groin injury. Denarius Moore came in and looked pretty good.
Yeah, I think that he's going to be their go-to guy at this point, you know, and I mean, even if those guys weren't injured, would you really roll the dice on them? I'm pretty sure I wouldn't.
I wouldn't,
you know?
But yeah.
There's really no one from Oakland that I would feel comfortable as far as receiving goes starting. I mean, you know, Darius Haywood Bay has looked bad. I mean,
he's injured too. So.
Yeah, I mean, the whole team is based on a whole bunch of badness.
Yeah.
Unless you have McFadden, there's really no one you should be starting in Oakland other than the defense. I am high on the defense, but
defense could look pretty decent out there. The other really big name player, well, a couple other big name players, Aaron Hernandez hurt his MCL. He is likely out at least 2 weeks at this point, possibly more.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt a lot of people because they picked him up as their tight end, you know, and he's been looking great this season. Yeah.
Luckily, there's a lot of good tight ends out there right now. So, you know, try to pick one up just for a couple weeks, get you by. The Gronk is going to take, I think, a bump, being that he doesn't have any other competition as far as, you know.
And he already looked good.
Exactly. So I think if you have him, you're starting him with a lot of confidence.
Definitely. The other player that I think is going to affect a lot of people is Chris Beeney-Wells has a hamstring injury that he injured actually just during practice on Thursday. So I don't think he's going to be playing. And if you've got Beeney-Wells, I guess maybe you're looking at Lerod Stevens-Howling starting there.
I would go elsewhere.
Definitely. So if you've got some of those guys that we mentioned in our injury section, we're going to get to our pickups here, hopefully help you out, fill some of the holes here. Obviously running back is an area of need right now. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of good running back pickups right now. My running back pickups, I have Daniel Thomas, Javon Ringer, and Roy Helu are the three that I wrote down here. If you listened to this podcast last week, if they're still available in your league, Ben Tate is a great pickup.
Yeah.
I think Darren Sproles is a good pickup, but I mean, running back is pretty bare right now.
Yeah, pretty much you should have the running backs that you're going to be using kind of on your team already. There's not a whole lot out there.
Yeah.
You know, if you can find the guys, I mean, even in some of our leagues, I know the guys that you just mentioned are already, you know, taken in.
If you're in a deep league, these guys are gone.
So, you might have to go for, you know, the Thomas Jones, Dexter McCluster type thing. But like I said,
they're out there, or at least they should be. You know, they're decent options for a couple points, I think. They're not going to be a starter for you.
No.
I think if you've got Jamal Charles and these guys are taken, I think you look for a trade. Hope you're deep at, you know, wide receiver or something and try to make a trade.
Yeah, I mean, there's just these guys aren't going to get it done for
you. I think Daniel Thomas has a decent chance for a good year, but
yeah,
he's still going to have Reggie Bush, you know, taking some carries from him, taking some work from him.
And Helu, you know, looks pretty good, too. If you could get your hands on him, you know, he might end up being a pretty good producer, but... You know, that's pretty much it as far as running back goes for you.
That's about it. Moving on to quarterbacks pickups for the week. I have Jason Campbell, Andy Dalton, and Matt Hasselbeck, who all had pretty decent weeks this week. I think if you're hurting, maybe Tony Romo, something like that, or if you were, for some reason, starting Luke McCown.
Like I said, you know, be careful with Jason Campbell. He doesn't have a lot of good weapons there. The ones that he does have are kind of banged up. Mm-hmm.
Denarius Moore did look good, though.
He did, you know, and obviously for a wide receiver to look good, a quarterback has to at least look decent.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised with Hasselbeck, how good he looked.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
Well, when you got Kenny Britt to throw to, I think that helps out.
Yeah, and Kenny Britt's been playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
And I think that they've been loading up, you know, eight guys in the box. Their main defense's main focus is to stop Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, benefiting from that. So, you know, I think that's a pretty solid pickup right there if you're hurting, you know.
Definitely. We're going to move on to our wide receivers here. We've mentioned him a couple times already, Denarius Moore. Eric Decker, I think, is a pretty good pickup. Denario Alexander had a pretty decent week. And if he's still available in your league, Devery Henderson and also David Nelson, if he's still out there.
Thing is, though, do not go crazy with Devery Henderson. You know, had a great week.
Two weeks. Yeah.
You know, first week, typical. He's going to have one of those every now and again. Last week, though, was due to injuries. You know, and I think we're going to see that. But once you see Colston come back, once you see Lance Moore come back.
And Lance Moore did get a few snaps last week, so he's already starting to come back.
So I think you're going to see the snaps that he's on the field for decline a little bit. So don't be thinking that that's going to be a regular week thing for him.
Yeah,
you know?
I think for the next two, maybe 3 weeks, though, that's a pretty solid play.
Yeah.
Moving on to our tight ends here, we got a few written down. Tony Gonzalez, I think, had a really good week, actually.
Yeah.
But I think he's probably a little too old at this point to really rely on week to week.
I don't know.
I think that was sort of a product of matchups.
I don't know. I trust him.
And then the other two I got written down, they're two guys I don't really believe in a whole lot, but it's hard to deny the stats at this point. And one is Dustin Keller, and the other one is Fred Davis. With Dustin Keller...
I believe in Dustin Keller.
I know you do. With Dustin Keller, he did this last year.
Yeah.
For the first, I think, 4 weeks of the season, he was great. And then after that, you didn't hear from him.
But that doesn't, that doesn't mean that's going to happen again. There's
it
a
doesn't
lot
mean
of
it, but it makes me nervous, you know?
You know, I think that, you know, you have to look at, you know, what they do, you know, this year. When that what he's done for the first two games this year is caught everything thrown his way, you know? And with San Antonio Holmes being banged up, I think that that Sanchez is going to feel more comfortable, you know, passing to him if he knows he's going to catch the ball. So with the stats that he has, I'm feeling comfortable.
Like I said, it's hard to deny the stats at this point. Yeah. I'm a little hesitant, though, just because I've been burned by him in
the past. That's personal, though.
It is.
That's personal.
And then the other one was Fred Davis. And the thing with he's looked great so far this season, but he's still a
number
backup
two.
Tight end.
Yeah.
You know, and Chris Cooley, he's coming off injury. Eventually, he's going to be back to 100%.
Yeah.
And then where are you going to be with Fred Davis, you know?
The only good thing I can say about Davis is that he almost looks like kind of a glorified wide receiver out there. He kind of just looks like a big wide receiver. So I would not be surprised if they're, you know, kind of using him that way. I mean, I don't think he's going to get the same type of playing time the other tight ends might get, but I think I could see them, since he has been playing so good, trying to come up with ways to get him the ball. You know,
I think they should. I mean, I think he's got that level of talent. It's
right.
Just whether they're actually going to go away from Chris Cooley that much or not.
We'll have to see on that. That's going to do it for us here on segment one. Make sure you guys tune in. Segment two, we're going to talk about the top performers from this past week. And then also we're going to do our famous segment, Get in My Line or Ride the Pine. So make sure you guys check us out in segment two.